Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Monday, the 7th day in August of 2023. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to hopefully start your work week. We're going to start in the state of Colorado, where the Department of Higher Education, known as the CDHE, released data that reveals that they were the victim of a ransomware attack, which they became aware of on the 19th of June. And so over a month later, the department is notifying that anyone who went to a public higher education institution in Colorado between 2007 and 2020, so a 3-year period, or a public high school between 2004 and 2020, a 16-year period, may have had data related to them, including email addresses, names, dates of birth, and other data exposed or stolen by criminals. So if you went to school in Colorado over a 16-year period, whether that was high school or college, you need to be aware that criminals may have had access to your data over the last 30-ish days. And now that you know, you should take advantage of monitoring services to monitor your accounts, your credit, and your finances, because oftentimes that is the kind of fraud that criminals will try to conduct when they get these kind of details from criminals like ransomware operators. So again, the Colorado Department of Education investigated a ransomware incident. They now know that your data may have been stolen, and you need to take action to make sure that no criminals can use that data against you. We're going to move to Spain, where Russia-linked hacktivists, or pro-Russian group, which goes by the moniker NoName057, is using a lot of data to shut down websites, making them inaccessible for about 10 days. The group, NoName057, conducted distributed denial of service, which basically just floods websites with so much data that the websites cannot handle your requests. So to you, they're non-usable. And these impacted 72 websites between the July 19th and 30th timeframe. What's interesting here is that NoName057 conducted this activity shortly after the Prime Minister visited Kiev, which is obviously in Ukraine, where Russia is engaged in warfare. And so it looks like these hacktivists are very patriotic in support of Russia, or co-opted by the Russian government unwittingly. They're just pawns who are doing their duty for their country, or the government is directing this hacktivist group. There's not clear indication which of those three scenarios it is, but again, Russia's engaged in war in Ukraine. Spain sends its prime minister to visit with Ukrainian leaders, and then their country is DDoSed. So this is something that sounds a lot like cyber and espionage and intrigue. But what you really need to take away from this is that there are capabilities that groups, governments, individuals have to disrupt your online activity. So whether you're a country or a small or large business, just know that your competitors, those looking out against you, could take action against you in this sphere. And if you are engaged in activity in the same region, these kinds of things can occur. It's usually not as overt and brash as this. But again, what you need to know is that cyber is very pervasive, and in this case, it looks like some pro-Russians are expressing their discontent with Spain's alignment in Ukraine. And while some governments or hacktivist groups use cyber to signal discontent, there's a married couple from New York that were not content with their lifestyle and tried to steal from a cryptocurrency exchange, Bitfinex, over $3.48 billion at today's rate. Now, this hack occurred over 5 years ago in 2016, and so that was not then the rate of Bitcoin, but that was a significant amount of money that a year ago in 2022, when the individuals were arrested, $3.6 million in assets were seized. The couple, Ilya Lichtenstein and his wife Heather Morgan, in their 30s, were arrested in 2022. They were caught not because of an investigation into Bitfinex theft, but because while laundering the funds stolen from that attack, they used a technique involving gift cards. Those gift cards spawned an investigation, which led to the awareness of their involvement in the Bitfinex and their ultimate arrest. So what you need to know is that there's a lot of money potentially to be made in cybercrime, but when you steal money, you have to launder it. All the different steps and processes greatly expose you to law enforcement. One, it's illegal. Two, you're harming legitimate investors. Three, you're probably going to get caught. In this case, the FBI and law enforcement did in fact arrest these individuals. They did plead guilty. They will do time in jail. And so if you're thinking about cybercrime, maybe look at this story as a means to say that it might, in your case, be worth it. So it might not be worth it. Not worth it. Don't do cybercrime. Cybercrime is bad. Like these two individuals, you'll probably go to jail. And we're going to end with the FBI. While they're busy making arrests and investigating cybercrime, they're actually warning some individuals about a new masquerade that they have experienced or seen, in which the attackers or fraudsters will appear as, either via cloning or by compromising existing email addresses at organizations. What they're trying to do, these criminals, is steal your cryptocurrency. And here's how. NFTs, or non-fungible tokens, are all the rage in investing. You can think of it as a sort of digital proof of certificate of authenticity, right? It's a proof of a thing that exists. It's a concept kind of like cryptocurrency in that it only has value as much as people put into it. But these NFTs have generated millions of dollars, and there are millions of NFTs worth tons of money. And so many people are investing in them, they're buying them, and notably they're using cryptocurrency to do it. So what the criminals are doing, they're posing as very convincing organizations selling NFTs. When you try to buy it, you have to link your cryptocurrency wallet, which of course you're linking to criminal infrastructure. And instead of getting an NFT, all that's happening is the criminals are stealing your cryptocurrency. So if you're going to invest in exclusive or new NFT releases, engage safely, because criminals know that you want to invest money, and it's very easy for them to fool individuals into believing that they're getting legitimate NFTs when in fact they're just getting robbed. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding day. It's going to be a great week, so stay safe, stay strong, stay healthy. Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to Matthew Vanderpool of the Netherlands. The Dutch is getting a sincere tip of the cap for winning a road cycling championship in Glasgow, UK. Now, what's interesting here is that not only did Matthew Vanderpool win this event, but he did it after crashing during a right-hand turn. The individual slid and really bloodied up his leg, ruined the very specific shoes needed for cycling, and despite this obstacle and challenge, cycled his way to victory. So to you, Matthew, a sincere tip of the cap for your dedication, for not allowing bumps, literally, in the road to deny you success, and for being an example to all. A sincere tip of the cap, and please keep on cycling.